Hello everyone. I'm Safi, your learning companion from Ashley Academy. Today, we're going to dive into something absolutely fundamental, something that makes up every single living thing you can imagine. We're talking about the cell, the very unit of life. Now, you might be thinking, why should I care about cells? Well, understanding cells is like understanding the alphabet before you can read a book. Every living organism, from the tiniest bacterium to the largest blue whale, is built from these incredible structures. Cells are the smallest things that can independently carry out all the processes of life. They can grow, respond to their environment, and even make more of themselves. They're the basic building blocks, the structural and functional units of all life. It's fascinating to think that for centuries, we couldn't even see these tiny wonders. It wasn't until the invention of the microscope that the microscopic world opened up to us. And that's where our story really begins. Way back in 1665, a brilliant English physicist named Robert Hooke was looking at slices of cork. He saw these little compartments and, because they reminded him of monks' sleeping quarters, he called them cells. Pretty neat, right? Then, a little later, in 1674, Anton van Leeuwenhoek, using his own super-powered microscopes, was the first person to actually see living cells. He observed these tiny moving things he called animalcules, which we now know were things like bacteria, red blood cells, and even sperm. Now, all these discoveries led to something called cell theory. Think of it as the foundational rules for understanding cells. It was first formally put together by Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann in 1839, and it's been the bedrock of biology ever since. Later, Rudolf Virchow added a crucial piece. So, what are the main ideas of cell theory? There are three key postulates. First, all living organisms are made of one or more cells. Simple enough, but incredibly powerful. Second, the cell is the basic unit of structure and function in all living things. Everything an organism does, at its most fundamental level, is done by its cells. And third, and this is really important, new cells can only come from pre-existing cells. You don't just get a new cell out of nowhere, they divide and multiply. Does that all make sense so far? It's amazing to think that these tiny entities are responsible for everything we see in the living world. Now, let's talk about what a typical cell actually looks like. If you were to zoom in on a cell, you'd generally find three main parts. First, there's the cell membrane, which acts like a selective boundary, controlling what goes in and out. Then, you have the cytoplasm, which is like the jelly-like filling, packed with all sorts of tiny structures called organelles and a supporting network. And finally, there's the nucleus, which is often called the control center because it holds the cell's genetic information. Although, it's worth noting that some very simple cells, like bacteria, don't have a nucleus. These organelles, these tiny structures within the cytoplasm, are like the specialized workers in a factory, each with its own job. They handle everything from getting nutrients and energy to getting rid of waste, transporting materials, and even reproduction. Let's touch on a couple of these important organelles. The cell membrane, found in all cells, is crucial for giving the cell its shape and, as we mentioned, controlling what moves in and out. In plant cells, bacteria, and fungi, there's also a cell wall outside the membrane. This provides extra mechanical support, helps maintain the cell's shape, and acts as a defense against pathogens. We've only just scratched the surface of these incredible structures. There are so many more fascinating organelles, each with a vital role. Would you like to explore some of the other key organelles and their amazing functions next?